Chair. And I want to really thank the delegates for the rigor of this conversation and the thinking on this matter. And in response, I think we all have a major responsibility to enrich our own discourse. There is a reason that nationalist politics and the instrumentalization of nationalism against people of African descent, people of color, people of Jewish people and others, there's a reason that's effective, right? That there's a space in which we haven't actually evolved our national discourses to the realities of today. And so the idea that a conversation about race challenges our national identities, our family identity, our personal identity, and our fidelity to our ancestors, that's an old framing that maybe we can leave behind in this decade. Ideally, right, we would allow our nationalism and our understanding of our national identities to be informed by the increasing diversity and complexity in our societies and our families. And so that's about actually having these conversations. It's about recognition. I work on, obviously, issues around people of African descent, recognition that there are people of African descent in our communities and in our societies, recognition that our very identity has been complicated and enriched through the racial diversity that we're seeing globally and through the racial diversity of the diaspora. And so the false narratives that have really taken hold with respect to political discourse and some of the nationalist movements, these are false narratives that can be unraveled through enriching our conversations. So in the education space, I think it's about critical thinking and the ways in which we really demand that education continues to promote critical thinking among youth. But this is also a conversation that needs to happen throughout our society, including in employment, including in really everywhere, every corner you want to look in. And for us, on the Working Group of Experts of People of African Descent, we often have this conversation through data, right? This is a major reason that we talk about the importance of disaggregating data, because racial disparities in data give us directions to look into for where there's pervasive discrimination and how to remedy it. But that's also not to diminish the importance of listening to individual stories, understanding that the reality of all of our societies is that we are constantly renegotiating our identity, not just to be inclusive, but to really recognize the beauty in our complexity, and to really reject the attempt to flatten and be reductionist in the ways that we understand identity. So I welcome the questions, and I thank you, because I think the conversation we need to be having is a conversation that really offers a lot more richness and a lot more potential for all of our nations.